This segment is brought to you courtesy of Caribbean American Weekly, a newspaper owned and operated by Caribbean Americans. Read the latest edition at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To like us on Facebook, to advertise or to subscribe, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To advertise with the Caribbean American Weekly publication, for freelance assignments, to distribute at your business place, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. Or to meet a marketing representative at our office, call 718-771-0988. That's 718-771-0988. A very warm welcome to everyone. We are joined by a very special guest, Mr. Joe Yusuf, who is the advisor for the Investment and Diaspora Affairs Initiatives for the Guyana Consulate in New York. Welcome. So good to have you here with us.
Thank you so very much for having me here.
Our pleasure. So things are booming in Guyana with the oil. Tell us about this new initiative, the Investment and Diaspora.
Okay, so as you rightfully said at the beginning a few seconds ago, things are booming in Guyana. Mm-hmm. Guyana is on a trajectory for a lot of investments. So our president, His Excellency Dr. Mohamed Irfan Ali, knowing that, that investment will be a very, very big part of Guyana's future, made the decision to create this position that I'm in right now as the advisor for investment and diaspora affairs here in New York. It is a new position that was never in existence before. Mm-hmm. Everything was being handled through the consulate. So basically, or more important, I should say, in my role here as the advisor for investment is to give the attention to investors that are looking to go back to Guyana, whether you're Guyanese descent, whether you are from whatever domination. That's what the focus is, to give the attention, to make sure that anyone wanting to go back to Guyana or go to Guyana to invest, that we make sure we give them the proper guidance, the information that they need, and to make sure that they're successful. And more importantly, as to make sure that they do not go back there and get frustrated, mm-hmm. you know, which happens quite frequently with folks going back into a country, not knowing the lay of the land, is to make sure that we lay the ground rule work for them. So when they get there, it's a smooth transition. If there are meetings that need to be set up in advance, I will do that, or I do that. So the investment part is one of the important roles of my position here. The other thing is, it's the diaspora, the Guyanese diaspora that lives outside here, right here in New York. The president felt that we need to give the attention to our diaspora here in New York, to listen to them, to go out there, to meet with them one-on-one, not to kind of expect them to come into an office to or trying to get in touch with someone from the consulate. So in my role, my responsibility is to make myself readily available to meet with the Guyanese diaspora, whether it's on a one-on-one basis, whether it's meeting in a meeting situation, mm-hmm. or in a large forum. That is what my role is. And I do that every day, going to the churches, going to the mandirs, going to the mosque, to meet with our folks. And I use the word our folks because they're important to us. You know, and I want the Guyanese here in New York to know that our president, our government, realizes and knows the importance that they play in terms of the development of Guyana.
So tell us, so what sort of business opportunities are available to the diaspora?
Well, you're asking the same question that a lot of folks would ask me. So our Go Invest division in Guyana recently put out a list of which you could go right onto the Ghana Council website in investment, and you will see that list of investment opportunities that is available in Guyana for you. It's from agro, it's for the oil and gas, etc. But what I say to people quite frequently, that is just a general guidelines of things that you could go back in Guyana and invest in. But there are other things that people need to do. Sometimes you got to think out of the box and actually come up with something creative or innovative that you feel that you this is something that you wanted to do lifelong. Then come to us. Talk to us about it. It doesn't have to be one of those things that are on that list that was put out by Go Invest.
So you're open to ideas.
Correct. And that's the idea of being very open to people who want to try or be innovative to things in going back to Guyana. I had someone who I met with recently, and he is not from Guyana. He is from Bangladesh. And what does he want to do? He wanted to go back, go to Guyana, because he heard so much about Guyana, and to go into making frozen paratha roti to be exported from Guyana to New York. Right now, he makes it in Bangladesh and exports it here. But that is just one thing. I would have never thought about something like that, but here is someone who, in my mind, has this creative idea. You know, so in my meeting with him, I give him all of the guidelines that followed in terms of going to Guyana, getting to know the Guyana a little bit, getting to know the people there, going and look at different places and see what, you know, is there before he even jumps into it. But that's just one example. Healthcare is a very big thing that we need in Guyana also, because as more and more expats go to Guyana, more and more foreigners go to Guyana, healthcare is very important to them.
It is.
So it's an area that we need doctors, we need nurses, we need specialists to go to Guyana to be a part of the healthcare system in Guyana.
So I'm going to ask you another question which you've probably got before. What are some of the incentives for doing business in Guyana?
First and foremost, what people need to understand before I even tell you or discuss incentives, there is a formal process that every investor in Guyana must follow. And that is, look at investing in Guyana. They will prepare the investment package, which will be submitted to our Go Invest in Guyana. That's a division in Guyana that actually handles all of the proposals for investors, etc. Based on that proposal and based on the type of business that you are actually going to open, that is where the person from the Go Invest will meet with that investor and go over what they're looking to do in Guyana, and then let them know what kind of incentives that they will be entitled to. There might be incentives in terms of the machinery that you're bringing in to Guyana to be tax exempt. There might be certain migration incentives, moving from New York back to Guyana. But even the some of the materials that you may be bringing back to Guyana to build your factory or whatever the case might be, that is where that the Go Invest will meet with you and tell you what you are entitled to. So it's not just carte blanche.
It's not a one-size-fits-all.
No. It depends on the business you're opening in Guyana, depending on what you're going to do, and that's where they will tell you what are the incentives that you would be entitled to.
All right, great.
But I want to add to that. You know, don't let that be a deterrent. I think Guyana is open to investors. Guyana will create the environment to make sure that people come back to Guyana to invest, that they don't run into the red tape, that their transition into doing business there is very fluid.
That leads me to my next question. I was going to tell you to just say quickly the top five reasons why one should want to invest in Guyana.
So, very easy. As you, I don't know how much you've been reading about Guyana. So Guyana actually right now is on the trajectory of being one of the top oil producing nations in the world. It's our newfound wealth. And with our newfound wealth, there are a lot of opportunities. The hospitality sector is going to be booming. There are a lot of hotels, all that stuff there that will be going up, new hotels going back to Guyana. As we talked about before, is, you know, people having businesses already here in New York and want to actually go back there and expand their business, whether it's import, export, that can be done in Guyana. As I said, tourism before is going to be a very big thing. There's a lot of unknown about Guyana. the natural things in Guyana, the bird watching, etc. So tourism is going to be a very big part in Guyana that a lot of people know. The agro sector, which has always been a very major part of Guyana's economy. There are folks who have left Guyana many, many years ago in the rice industry and different kind of produces. Very big area that a lot of folks are interested in going back to Guyana and actually doing investing in the agro sector in terms of pre-packaging stuff there. There are incentives for that to happen for exportation. I think the climate is right. The government is willing to work with you. We've actually set up a lot of streamlining to be done so that you don't have the aggravation. And it is a user-friendly environment right now for business people to go back and do that.
So, Mr. Yusuf, how can one engage you, you know, be in contact with you if they have an interest in doing business in Guyana?
Okay, very, very simple. If you are interested, go to the Guyana Consulate website. My contact information is right there, my telephone number. Do not hesitate. Call me. I will answer you because when you call my office number, it comes directly to my cell phone. So there will never be an excuse that you call me and you don't get an answer. I answer you 24/7, and I mean that. The good thing is you don't have to come to my office to meet me. I am a strong believer in taking the service to the people, to the investors. Mm-hmm. So I will come to go to your office. I will meet you wherever it's convenient for you to meet. And I will have that conversation. I will have that meeting to give you the information, to give you the guidance that you need. Just like me being in your studio here today.
Yes, I was going to say, I can attest to that because you responded immediately.
Yes.
So I can attest to that.
Yes. So that is the kind of services that we want to provide, that I want to provide. That is the expectation of our president from Guyana. That is why he created this position, so that we can serve the people. We could serve the investors. We could make sure that we deliver and not to get people frustrated. So I have every intent to serve the people, to deliver the services that they need, and to make sure they get the information that they need. So go to the Guyana Consulate website. My information is right there. Do not hesitate. Call me up. I will come. I will meet with you. I will give you the information that is necessary that you need to have to go and invest in Guyana. Mm-hmm. And no investment is too small for us.
All right.
I just want to make that explicitly clear. People think that you have to have lots and lots of money to go back and invest in Guyana. But it's not really that. Even the small investors are welcome.
All right. So thank you so much, Mr. Yusuf, for being here with us and sharing this information about investing in Guyana. And we look forward to having you back again.
Thank you so very much. And please do spread the word. Let people know that Guyana is on the move. We are a country that welcome everyone, regardless where you're from, and come to Guyana. Come and invest. Come and visit us. You'll enjoy it. You may not want to come back. Okay?
All right.
Thank you so very much for having me here.
You're so very welcome. This segment was brought to you courtesy of Caribbean American Weekly, a newspaper owned and operated by Caribbean Americans. Read the latest edition at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To like us on Facebook, to advertise or to subscribe, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To advertise with the Caribbean American Weekly publication, for freelance assignments to distribute at your business place, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. Or to meet a marketing representative at our office, call 718-771-0988. That's 718-771-0988.